All right, guys, I know we're doing fundamentals this year, and I'm really getting into season three where I'm teaching a bunch of different tools, especially things you already have. Things like when to use different Graston tools, or when do we use heat versus ice, things like that. But I want to give you one bonus tool. There's one thing that I have seen in my office over the last 6 months that has had the biggest impact in pain levels, mainly tight hip flexors that are a consistent problem, low back pain, people that are starting to lose speed on their running, and athletic performance. I mean, my kid is 14 years old right now, and he is just looking really good in basketball. And I told him, I think if he can get this going, I think it will give him a 5 to 6 inch increase in his vertical jump in less than a month. It's that important. It's one of the biggest things I've ever seen in my career, but I think you're gonna have to look it up a little bit. And in order to do that, rather than me try to explain it on a podcast, I'm going to have you look up a guy on YouTube. His name is Jeff Cavalier. He is a superstar on internet stuff, especially YouTube, Instagram, that kind of stuff. I sold this to Jeff Cavalier when I was listening to one of his podcasts. And it was cool because the podcast wasn't about health and fitness. He wasn't trying to teach lessons. He was talking about the hardships that he got when he went from being like a PT into being an internet superstar, and how it's just a difference, and how it kind of was like Vegas, where Vegas is trying to get half the people to bet on one team and half on the other team, and they're taking the 10% in the middle. Well, he was talking about how in the internet world, in order to get likes and shares, you kind of have to like make half the people upset with you. It was just kind of a very interesting podcast, because as I'm trying to get more and more popular on my social media and on my internet world, I don't want to do the shortcuts a lot of people do. I'm not going to do like most chiropractors and just do pops and crack sounds and have a girl take their shirt off so you're getting a bunch of skin and you see it. It's just not what I like to do. Well, anyway, that's what I was listening to this guy about. But when he started mentioning the glute medius and how first you have to activate it, and then you have to strengthen it. And I think it should be in that order. If you're looking at his videos where they talk about strengthening first, back up a step, get the muscles activated where your brain can even find it. Not 3 minutes ago on my last patient of the day, I had a girl who has been having hip issues on and off for probably about 10 years. I don't see her a lot. I see her maybe 5 or 6 times a year, but it's always the same thing. It just isn't better. And over the years, she's also put on more weight and got less in shape and doing all the things that in essence just make you old. Well, I finally got into her today and I'm like, you need to check this glute medius. If you don't have this firing, nothing is gonna work right in your hips. And the hips, as you know, are the number one engine in your body. So as she tried to find her glute medius, she couldn't even get the muscle to fire. It was consistently her hip flexor or her lower back, upper butt. And that's the number one thing I see in my office. Oh, I got tight hip flexors. I need to stretch them. I need to do it over and over again. No, you don't. Oh, I got low back issues. It's from this disc issue I had when I was 16. Yeah, no, it's not. You need to have the glute medius going the right way. So I would tell you, get on YouTube, look up Jeff Cavalier, type in glute medius, and see the things that he has to both find the glute medius and then turn it on. As we're getting into season three here and we're doing fundamentals, I'm gonna skip and I'm gonna put this one in there right now. I think it is maybe the most important tip in your sports performance world, and I want it to be at the very beginning of the year. Jeff, if you're out there and you ever listen to this, don't hesitate whatsoever to reach out and talk to me. I am so happy for that tip. So much of the things that I use in my office that I've seen huge changes with, and things that I try to share on my sports.dc page, have come from other people. And I'm sure to give you the credit on one of these things. I think it's the greatest tool I have seen happen in my office since those Graston tools came out. It's fantastic. Make it happen. It's changed my world. And as I've started to get mine more back online, my mile time has dipped a minute per mile on an average run. I mean, we're talking less than a minute of exercise gives me a minute per mile decrease. I'm telling you guys, this one's going to change your world. Look up Jeff Cavalier, glute medius activation, and then strengthening. I think you're going to like his stuff.